He presents a strong accusation against them for these reasons. Not only did they take pride in accomplishments that weren't theirs and others' efforts, but they also took credit for the labor that belonged solely to the apostles. But we, he says, proved our worth through our actions. We won't imitate these men, but rather we will speak of matters where our actions testify for us. And why, he asks, do I refer to you? For I have hope that as your faith grow, our area of influence will extend even further, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond. We will venture further still, says he, to preach and labor, not to brag in words about other people's efforts. He appropriately referred to it as province and measure, as if he has inherited the world, a valuable legacy, showing that everything belongs entirely to God. Therefore, given our accomplishments, he says, and anticipating even greater ones, we don't boast like those who have nothing. Moreover, we don't attribute any part to ourselves, but everything to God. Therefore, he also adds,